Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps Team.
Well, hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the Internet podcast designed specifically for you by our very own Army Wife Network Corps Team. Tonight is show 514, and I am your extra jovial and crazy host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your hopefully as jovial as Tara host, Janet McIntosh. And today is Monday, March 30th. March is almost over. Wow, we've got like one more day to go. And we're glad that you're spending these final days in March with us tonight here at Army Wife Talk Radio.
We are. I don't know if you will have quite the jovialness because I don't know if it's possible to be quite as insane as I feel right now. Seriously, I don't even know how I'm going to get any sleep, but it's gonna happen. It's going to happen. So, guys, you know, every Monday night we have a party here at Army Wife Network. It's you know, I love to entertain and I like tiny parties, so why not have one over at Twitter? So if you're listening right now, you've logged in through blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. That's how you listen to our show. And so if you can hear our voices, yay, you've completed step one. Step two, log on to Twitter and follow hashtag ArmyWife. We've got all kinds of fun going on over there. We chat with our guests back and forth. We chat with each other. And so it's always just a really good time. Again, that's hashtag ArmyWife, and it's twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. If you need a tutorial on how to follow a hashtag, we can teach you that, too. So just let us know. It's really not that bad. You can actually just go over to Twitter and do a search and then just put in hashtag or as I always called it pound sign. And so my daughter came by the other day and she said, why is there a hashtag on the phone?
I know. Dude, I was just thinking about that the other day, a couple days ago, about how we actually are generating. We called it a pound sign. Like, we didn't know it as a hashtag. It's always been a pound sign.
Always. Yeah, so I'm waiting for the, like, you know where they go, input your personal identification number followed by the pound sign. I'm waiting for somebody to be like, followed by the hashtag. Like, who renamed it? Why can't it be,
that would be
Pound Army Wife Network?
And that would be interesting to find here, like, an electronic message that would say something like that. Press one and then hashtag.
Yeah. Hey, somebody Google that. We need to Google who renamed it a hashtag. Because, you know, when I think about hashtag, I think about the slash, you know, that you put like HTTP colon double backslash. Like, that sounds more like a hashtag to me. But anyway, so that's the new conversation topic of the evening. No. Join us over on Twitter. We have a good time over there. I think you guys will enjoy it, too. And, of course, we love it when you're here for our live shows. But we do know most of our listeners are archived. So if you ever have a chance to be here during the live show instead of listening on iTunes, we'd love for you to come and join us and just, you know, peek in and say hi.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we do have to take a moment to thank our AWTR sponsor for helping us keep the lights on over here. Tonight's show is sponsored by TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you too can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE, or you can call 1-855-METRICARE. TDP1.
And thanks to them. Super thanks, because they're always really good at supporting AWN. So tonight we have Gabby Jurgen. She's the founder and creator of Homefront Girl. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this. You might have seen it at your local exchange. We've got lots to show you and, well, show, virtually show you. You can go check out our website and lots to talk about how she formed her business and why and the different things that she does with her business. So it's really exciting to get to talk to a military spouse who does this kind of stuff. She kind of reminds me, or her products, or I shouldn't say they're along the lines of, they're different, but what's the word I'm looking for? Rings to, or reminds me of, oh shoot, now I just totally lost it. Jane Wayne Gear. So you know how she kind of had her own line,
absolutely.
And so this is her own line called Homefront Girl. Totally different, started different, and the products are different, but that kind of is reminiscent. That's the word I was looking for. Reminiscent of. There you go. But her website is homefrontgirl.com, and Gabby is she's a talker. You guys are going to have fun. She's a lot like me. And loves to talk, so we've got, I'm sure, a lot to talk about and share. So it's facebook.com/thehomefrontgirlbrand, and she basically has created a brand and a license, and people have bought licenses. It's really kind of a neat concept and something that's, you know, different out in our military world. So you can also follow Gabby on Twitter. It's a homefrontgirl, okay, on Twitter. And then we've also got the Relationship Minute tonight with one of my favorite people, Mr. Kevin Decker. He's here to share with us. He's the relationship guru. But before we get to all of that, I have not hosted with Ms. McIntosh in a while.
Yeah.
You always,
I know,
you know,
I
you always.
Every time I
yeah,
get
because
script, I'm like, it's like a surprise. Who am I going to host with?
Well, you're always with Emily. And so I was going to be here with Emily, and I thought I would last week. If I did that, she'd probably want to shoot me because she's coming back from baby and then have to deal with the stress of me because I make her nervous, even though I love her. And she loves me too. I know she does, but I know that I would have made her nervous. So I said, Janet, I know you want to do this. So anyway, but I haven't hosted with you in a long time. And so I was kind of excited about tonight. I'm usually with Paula. So we're changing it up a little bit, you know? Sounds good. So what have you been up to? I listen every week, so I know that you prep a lot on your PCSing.
Yes, I'm always prepping on my PCS. I'm always prepping for something, but right now it's a PCS. So, and it's one of those PCSs where it's all weird and can't, like, I you know me, I'm a planner, and so it's hard not being able to, like, set dates and figure things out. And so, but waiting on Dan to come back from a hardship tour and then figuring out when to move, and it's just craziness right now. I could go with some non-prepping time.
You know, have you ever tried to not prep?
No.
I don't know how.
I totally blame the Army over this. Because,
no,
like, I never...
I want to. I'm like you. I want to, but I don't know how, because it's like I would have to plan to not plan. So I don't even know how to
do
that.
Well, not only that, but, like, when I think about myself, like, years ago, like, maybe, like, right when I joined the Army, like, I never felt like I was a controlling person or, like, a control freak kind of person. And now I'm totally at peace with the fact that I am a control freak now. And I blame the Army for making me like that. Because now I have to be able to control everything. I have to be able to plan and execute and, you know, and I don't know any other way now. It's like I've been doing it for so long that I don't know any other way. You know, like, if my husband wanted to start paying the bills or something, like, I'd probably have a nervous breakdown. I don't think I could handle it. Like, because I know how everything runs, and this is how it goes, and this is how it needs to be. And it's like, I don't think I could relinquish that.
I for sure don't know that I could. Or, I mean, if I'd be nervous, like, in, you know, to like the 6 month point, maybe. I'd be like, okay, maybe he's got this.
I know. I'm just like, but I totally didn't remember, like, being that way. But now I'm like, so not being able to, like, you know, iron out a day. And I mean, and I'm flexible to the point that, like, any, you know, seasoned military spouse, like, when I go into a PCS, I don't just have a plan A. I have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F. So, but I have to be able to come up with those. And so when I can't, like, get some dates going, and it's, like, hard. It's, like, come on. Like, the other day I went to go use I love Military One Source's the Plan My Move resource. And I went there the other day because I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to PCS. I'm getting all my resources in line. And I go to, and it's like they'll actually print you off a calendar telling you step by step what you should be doing at this time and this time and this time. And I'm like, I can't have my calendar because I don't know my dates.
Because you can't even make it.
Yeah, I can't even make my calendar. I'm so upset about it. I want my calendar, but hopefully, as we get closer, I'll be able to get some stuff going on and be able to go into my full prepping mode. Right now, I'm just I'm mainly focused on purging my house because we all know we all do that when we get ready to PCS. It's time for the purge, and so we're trying to get as much downsized as possible before we move in the dreaded weight limit.
You think you'll be close?
Well, my parents live with me as my dependents, and when we moved the last time, they had just moved in with us, and as hard as my dad tried to get rid of stuff and get rid of their stuff and sell stuff off and all this other stuff, we were over by quite a bit, and the Army is making a jolly dollar off of us for it that we're still paying on. And that move was
I was
like
gonna say, how much
ago,
do you
so.
How much do you have you ha- so they bill you, obviously.
Yeah, they did bill us a couple grand.
Oh my god.
And so yeah, it was horrible. It was bad. It was so
Is it
bad.
Better if you do it yourself?
Well, I mean, we didn't know any other way because I figure like when you do even when you do a Diddy move, whatever you move yourself, don't they still count that weight as part of your total
weight?
Well,
yeah, but I just wondered if maybe it would be less expensive because it's not as expensive as paying the movers, you know what I mean?
I don't know. You know, when we first moved here, we had never done a Diddy move or anything like that, and so we just went with the traditional route. I honestly did not think we were going to be as over as we were.
I mean, we need to get on a, like, solving a fuel problem topic here, but you technically could move that many pounds on your own and just pay for it on your own, and it would be less than, you know, whatever it was you paid because you would just run a U-Haul and do it yourself to decree and pay for it yourself and not turn it in. You see what I'm saying? To decree.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You're totally right. We've actually considered that this time around as far as, like, maybe moving just our garage because that's where the bulk of my dad's kind of stuff is and maybe moving that on our own and just paying out of pocket for it. But, I mean, It was 3 years ago. Yes, the Army was nice enough to let us set up a payment plan,
right?
And so we pay every month on it. But it was a lesson learned. I'll put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have known. And you know, lot of times you don't know you're overweight till it's too late.
Yeah. So we've spent the whole 3 years. You know, he's had 3 years to kind of get rid of the rest of their stuff and downsize.
You're
I go through a typical purge anyway every PCS where I just downsize our own stuff. You know, we accumulate so much stuff and junk and everything else that it does us good, even us, just to, you know, go through and purge things and get rid of stuff that we no longer need or want, you know. So this time I'm hoping we'll be okay, but I will definitely have a plan in place just in case. So,
I mean,
we need to move some of it ourselves, then we'll do that. So,
I think that hindsight is 20/20, and, you know, then you can look at it and be like, oh, hey, you know, this worked this time, or, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't have known until we were there. It would have already been over before I would have known that we were over. Because they don't give you, they come in and kind of guesstimate, but they don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
His guesstimate was so off. And
that's what I'm saying. They have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. It killed me because he looked at everything beforehand. The guy walked through. I showed him all the boxes that were my dad's. And he was like, and I'm thinking, hey, we're golden. And no,
right?
We're so not golden.
And later he's like, no, dude, you were like 3 million pounds over.
I'm like, that guy totally lied to us, like, totally.
So you also got to go see Kenny Chesney this weekend, right?
I did. My sister-in-law is also in the Army, and right now she's stationed at Fort Bragg, but she happens to be at Fort Jackson for a class, that Master Resiliency course.
Oh, yeah.
And she, last minute, this blows my mind, but last minute scored floor seats to the Kenny Chesney concert that was taking place there this weekend. And she called me up literally like on Wednesday and was like, you want to come down here this weekend? I'm like, wasn't in my plans, but, you know, what's going
I'm
on?
Sorry.
She's like, yeah, she's like, got floor seats to Kenny Chesney. And I know, right? There goes my plan out the window. But I was a huge Kenny Chesney fan, like, back in the day. Like, I love his old stuff, his older stuff.
Right.
But I'm like, she was sweet enough to get me a ticket. Like, I'm not going to pass up a chance to see Kenny Chesney, you know, and not have to pay for it. She was so kind to,
heck no,
to get that for us. So I was
that
like,
was
yeah,
very
why
sweet.
Not, you know? And he does.
Well, I
he
saw
puts
it,
on,
I saw you were going, and I was like, oh, how cool. We were headed out to Disney on Ice. We bought it for Chloe for Christmas. Back when Disney on Ice did some sort of big, not Groupon, but something like that. And so I bought it for Chloe for Christmas, 4 tickets for us to go. And, of course, we
And
could.
I have to tell you, I love that she was dressed up. Those were the cutest pictures, like, ever.
She
was all dressed
beautiful.
Up for it.
She was beautiful, but she knew it, too, though. She
was, I bet she did. I bet she
showing
did.
Off. Yeah, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, your dress is so pretty. And she's like, thank you. Mom, they said I was so pretty.
I know, right?
Right? She was like, my dress is extra special because it drags the ground like Elsa's. I'm like, yes, it does. It also is getting dirty. You know, trying not to freak out. Anyhow. And then, you know, I've been prepping, too. All I've been doing is my Operation In Touch event, all I've been doing, and prepping for the field exercise and prepping.
Yeah.
Actually,
yep.
Tonight, the reason I'm so crazy is fortunately, Kevin's family had a loss, and great-granny passed away either late last night or early this morning. And so we have an unexpected trip to Missouri. So we've just kind of been – it's just crazy. So it's yeah, and so we've been trying to get everything together and do everything, a whole week's worth of work in 1 or 2 days. So, but we've got a big event coming up. You'll see it on AWN as well as the field exercise stuff. You'll see Operation In Touch is having a big Women of the Military event, and Janet and I are going to travel up there, and some of the authors from Stories Around the Table are going to be there to speak to you. Our very own Star Henderson is one of the authors, so we're excited to get to see her. And so, yeah, I've been working on that, and that's been about the story of my life as of late. But it sounds like we're all very busy, and that's a good thing.
Yes, always.
Better than being bored, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to try.
This weekend was so crazy. I said that on Sunday. I looked up at Kevin, and he goes, what? And I said, I'm just, could we not have a project? We went 3 different places yesterday. We never sat down. My legs hurt. And he's like, no, but we have to go to Walmart. And I'm like, no. And so by the time we got home on Sunday from breakfast and Walmart and, you know, doing all the stuff that we were doing running around, it was time to have dinner. And it's just crazy. The day just went, they go so fast. I'm like, where do these days go? But that's what happens.
For real.
Kind of like the time tonight. It all goes so fast. All right, well, let's get to our quick AWN happenings. I will, you know what?
Let's
just
do
skip
it.
Our grandma commercial. Let's just go straight to it. So the hot topics this week, of course, the big hot topic in the military was the Bergdahl. The Army has charged Sergeant Bo Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The officials announced this on Wednesday afternoon. Of course, it was all over social media.
Yes,
Bergdahl,
yes.
Who spent 5 years as a captive under the Taliban before he was freed in a May 31st prisoner swap, is going to face an Article 32 preliminary hearing. And the decision was General Mark Milley, commanding general of FORSCOM. It came after a review of the facts and findings from an extensive Army investigation, and basically that was to determine what, if any, actions would be taken. And so a lot of people were saying they didn't expect to ever see anything come of it. There was a lot of argument and back and forth.
I've been tagged in a lot of things. People that know that we're associated with the military, you know, are like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I'm not going to get in.
It was hot.
I'm happy with the decision, but I'm not gonna.
But I don't wish to argue with you. Yeah,
exactly. This was
hit
close to home for our military. Yeah, and like you said, a lot of controversy surrounding it. So, but let's check
topic.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm
let's
sorry.
See what was hot on AWN. Over on AWN, we've always got tons of stuff, great info, resources, and articles going out for you. This week on AWN, we did have a blog from our very own, Ms. Tara Crooks, our co-founder.
I know
all know a life in I know, right? Very well, I hear. We all know a life in the military can be hard, but if our attitudes and perspective are not in check, it can seem so much harder. It's all about changing our own attitudes and learning to become proactive, not reactive, proactive. Say it with me, proactive. You can check out her blog, for real, it's a great blog, though, girl. It really is. It hit home because I've been saying stuff like that for years to so many spouses that, you know, we get knocked for being a planner, but sometimes that plan can save you from a lot of heartache. But you can check out Tara's blog and lots more by visiting armywifenetwork.com, and we'll post the link directly to Tara's blog in our Twitter party chat for you.
So speaking of controversial, who knew that a simple blog post or a little graphic could just make so many people get so hot and heavy? So this week we do, for Social Media Roundup, we rotate. We choose Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, et cetera. And this week the graphic on AWN, it was called A Reason for Pride. Male neighbors watch. Remember, we're Army Wife Network, okay? Male neighbors watch in awe as you complete your vehicle or own vehicle repairs.
And, you know, I'm
holy moly.
Hold on.
Yes.
I just have to say this right here. When the graphic was made, why would male neighbors stare at a male military spouse in awe for doing their own vehicle repairs? They wouldn't. So it wasn't about that spouses are only women or anything like that. It was just, you know, in that situation, males would not be in awe of other males.
Oh, and then it was about, this doesn't only apply to Army Wives. And I'm like, okay, nobody said that. We're Army Wife Network.
Yeah, we know that, but we're Army Wife Network. Like, that's what
but
you get
so many
for
people
to be
were
funny.
Like, this isn't true. I've never seen this.
Okay, well,
then there were lots of hoo-ahs and lots of agreeing. But then there was, my dad taught me this, not the Army. There was... You know, you can find this at any auto center. It was just a really funny post. The reactions were really funny in a good way.
Yeah,
it
was. But I remember being a college student, and thanks to my daddy's teachings, I was changing a blinker light. And I actually had a man walk up to me while I was doing it and ask me if I was having engine trouble, even though I'm sitting on the sidewalk with my hand in under the hood by the left tail light or the left blinker light. I'm like, yeah, but.
Did you laugh?
Yeah.
Did you
say
yes? Can you fix it for me?
I'm like, yeah, totally having engine trouble. Whatever, dude.
That's what the problem
just,
is, right? You got it.
I just couldn't believe, like, all the hype, dude. People need to breathe through
that's
it.
That's funny. It was just really funny. I was like, oh, wow, that's really sparking a conversation there. But the way it goes, that's the way it goes. That was hot. That was what was hot on AWN Social. So there you go. There you have it, your roundup.
That is our roundup. And then also we want to talk really quick about our public service announcement. If you have a public service announcement, you or your business, and it's military related, we do feature them on our show. We do limit them to one per show. We do ask also that you send them 10 days in advance to info@armywifenetwork.com. Tonight's PSA is extra special because it's about Army Wife Network, and we are kicking off our 2015 field exercise series. And our first installation that we will be visiting is Fort Polk, Louisiana. You guys have won the raffle. Created by the AWN Core Team, spouse field exercise events aim to empower and rejuvenate our military. Less than 1% of our U.S. population who serves in the military and their families have taken the brunt of the sacrifice of war. Military families relocate frequently, and they're constantly challenged with connecting with each other and their communities. Spouse field exercises provide military life survival tips, practical military family resources, networking opportunities, a complimentary dinner and lunch, depending on which one you go to, and desserts included. Special gift for all attendees, and we have awesome and amazing giveaways. You guys will be blown away. The FE team caters to the needs of the attendees with emotional support, connectional resources, and integrated installation services. These FEs are done this year in partnership with Corvius Military Living. Field Exercise Battle Buddies will kick off at Fort Polk's Warrior Community Center on Thursday, April 24th, with a second opportunity for spouses to attend on Friday, April 25th. In addition to Fort Polk, Louisiana, we will also be visiting two more locations this year in 2015. We will be visiting Fort Riley, Kansas, so you guys get ready, and also a first for Army Wife Network, we will be headed to Eglin Air Force Base down in Florida to show our Air Force spouses and maybe some of our Army spouses that find themselves stationed there as well, show you guys some love. Online registration is required and childcare is free but limited, and our registration will be opening up at 8 p.m. Eastern during Army Wife Talk Radio next Monday.
Next
so be
week.
Ready, guys.
Hey, I need to make a date correction
up.
And make sure that you guys are tracking on that. That's Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th. I think it's in there a day later. We need to correct that. But
oh,
it's,
yeah,
Thursday,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th of April. So those are the correct dates. You said that, and I was like, did I just set up the registration wrong?
You're absolutely right. I didn't even catch that. You're absolutely right.
No, me neither. No, it's just when you said it, because I was in there today. So, yes. All right, guys. Well, yeah, next week we will open registration this time next week.
Yep. But that's it for our PSAs. Without further ado, we want to get to commercial breaks, and then News 6 Allison will be bringing you your need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family smiles are protected and you can start saving money today. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Allison bringing you all your need-to-know news. The Arab League joins forces amidst crisis in Yemen. A two-day Arab summit ended Sunday with a vow to defeat Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in Yemen and the formal unveiling of plans to form a joint Arab intervention force, setting the stage for a potentially dangerous clash between U.S.-allied Arab states and Tehran over influence in the region. Arab leaders, taking turns to address the gathering, spoke repeatedly of the threat posed to the region's Arab identity by what they called moves by foreign or outside parties to stoke sectarian, ethnic, and religious rivalries in Arab states, all thinly veiled references to Iran, which has in recent years consolidated its hold in Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and now Yemen. The summit's final communique made similarly vague references, but the Arab League chief, Nabil Al-Arabi, was unequivocal during a news conference later, singling out Iran for what he said, intervention in many nations. A summit resolution said the newly unveiled Joint Arab Defense Force would be deployed at the request of any Arab nation facing a national security threat and that it would also be used to combat terrorist groups. In other news, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Height of Doolittle Tokyo Raiders died at 95. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Height, one of the famed World War II Doolittle's Tokyo Raiders, has died. He was 95. Wallace Height told the Associated Press that his father died Sunday morning at a nursing facility in Nashville. He was battling Alzheimer's disease. Today, he decided to go home and be with his wife, Wallace Height said. Height was among 80 men aboard 16 B-25 bombers whose mission was to strike Japan in April 1942. While the attack inflicted only scattered damage, it was credited with boosting American morale while shaking Japan's confidence and prompting strategy shifts less than 5 months after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And finally, this evening, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is kicking off a national discussion on building the force of the future. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter kicking off his national discussion on building the force of the future and what the Department of Defense must do to change and adapt to maintain its superiority well into the 21st century. A Pentagon spokesperson announced today. During his first week at the Pentagon as Defense Secretary, Carter spoke urgently about building the force of the future being one of his top priorities. We must be open to change to operate effectively in an increasingly dynamic world, Carter told the Defense Department's workforce during his first all-hands meeting at the Pentagon. To keep pace with advances in technology and to attract new generations of talented and dedicated Americans to our calling. Next, Carter will travel to Fort Drum, New York, where he wants to hear firsthand from soldiers and their families, Warren said. Many of the fort soldiers have deployed time and again over the last several years, he added. The best people and the best jobs, and we need to hear from them. That is all of your news for this week. Stay tuned to Army West Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6, signing out.
See that latte you have in your cup holder right now? Yeah, you see it. It's got a pretty label and a cardboard koozie thingamajig. Well, do you know that if you simply waited to drink office coffee instead, you could save hundreds of dollars a year? Dollars that could send your kids to college. Just something to think about as that liquid gold spills onto your interior at your next abrupt stop. This has been a message from Military Saves, where saving money is easy once you know where it's been going. To learn more, go to www.militarysaves.org.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Janet McIntosh. Tonight we have with us Gabby Juergens, founder and creator of The Homefront Girl, also the owner of Homefront Girl LLC. During her time as a military wife, she was an active volunteer with many familiar military organizations. She brings those experiences and impressions of living the life to her artwork designs as well as her product development.
Gabby's a self-taught artist and has always been a creative person, writer, and observer of life that has always fueled her work. As she's going to tell you here, there are second acts in life. It's never too late to start to pursue your goals. And so we're really excited I'm really looking forward to all the stuff that Gabby's going to tell us tonight, have her join us and share about her passion and her business and how she got started. Gabby, are you on the line with us?
Hi there, Tara.
Hi, hey,
Janet.
Thank you very much for having me. Hi, Janet.
Thank you all for having me tonight. Tara, you had me laughing when you said I'm a talker.
Oh, I totally called on you. I was going to tell you, if you weren't on the line, I totally, like, dimed you out ahead of time. So now I warned them all. It's me and you and Janet's a talker, too. That's no lie, right,
yeah,
Janet?
Yeah, we're all talkers.
it's true. I hope I get to answer all your questions and don't babble on. But thank you for having me. It's really exciting. I really appreciate it. I just think the world of AWN and the great work that you all do. So thank you.
We are very excited to share with our listeners more about what you do. Where are you calling from tonight, Gabby?
I'm calling from D.C. area.
All right, so anybody that's ever around that area, tell us, what is Homefront Girl about? Like, if we'd never heard of it before, tell us just like we're a brand new, I don't want to say listener, but a brand new customer or client, and walk us through.
Well, Homefront Girl is, first of all, it is my art studio that I built, but basically it's a collection of inspirational designs that were inspired from the unique experiences that we've all experienced being in the military, and the motifs and images of living a military life, and translated into a variety of different products that are now in the retail market. But in a nutshell, is inspirational designs, empowering designs, which is what I try to do with my artwork. They kind of reflect, I think, the best of what the military family members are all about, you know, the men and women that stand behind those who wear our uniform. And, you know, as I know many have probably seen a lot of the products, and I'm very grateful that they're starting to hit the mainstream market, and especially the military exchanges. I also try to make sure that the products are also fun and trendy, something that really, as I was coming up through the ranks, I really never experienced or never saw in the market. So, you know, there's a saying, create what you wish existed. I think a lot of that is probably what fuels my building the line.
Well, you do some beautiful work. I mean, your designs and stuff are just absolutely gorgeous.
Thanks, Janet. I appreciate that.
And we appreciate you, too, and for doing this. Can you maybe tell our listeners a little bit about what inspired you to start the business, to start Homefront Girl?
Well, like I said, there's, you know, I totally believe in certain things that sort of lead you to kind of, or inspire you, I should say. And I always wanted to create something that depicted the lifestyle of a military spouse and family that was positive and fun. And I wanted the message to be inspirational and empowering. And, you know, throughout my husband was career Army for 25 years, you know, I was just like every other military spouse, you know, raising a family, volunteering in our community, doing all the things that we are all familiar with. And along the way, you know, a creative outlet for me was always writing, designing, illustrating. And one of the first things that I think that really took off was I designed my own note cards. And the note cards became really popular as people started to receive them. And later on, you know, and they started asking me, you know, could you create a note card for me and using either my unit crest or something along those lines. And that early work was very illustrative because I do a lot of illustration. And I think that kind of set the genesis for what would later on, after his retirement, I was kind of wondering, okay, now what do I do with the rest of my life? It was sort of, you know, kind of wondering, that was something that said, you know, there is something here. You know, there isn't anything in the market that really reflects a very large demographic of our country. And so I set to work, and I started going through tons and tons of tubs of writings because I always kept journals and art journals especially, and was always kind of writing things down and doing doodles. And that all of that kind of came together, and it sort of, I built a collection around all of that. And that really was the sort of the beginning of seeing something come together that could possibly become something more than just my creative outlet. You know, something that I, you know, it could have been, you know, I was a reader or a knitter or a quilter, but for me it was creating artwork and writing. And so I set to work on it, and it slowly took off, and it became a Front Girl brand.
Well, now, when you talk about, and I was trying to explain, and I thought, well, no, I'll wait and let her explain, art licensing. So you developed this brand, and then you went out and you did something a little bit above and beyond what someone would normally think to do. I mean, when you and I were talking about it and you were telling me all about Homefront Girl, you were like, okay, so here's the concept, and then, you know, it really, I licensed my product. And so explain to us what art licensing is.
Yeah. Well, one of the things was, you know, I had friends who were in the artists and licensing their work, but I only knew sort of peripherally what that involved. You know, we had an overseas tour that was our last tour, and so I was kind of learning a little bit more right before we left to go overseas. So I didn't, you know, really think much about it. I was, you know, kind of lurking on the internet, knowing, you know, watching my friends who were licensing and stuff. But once he retired, I came back. I started looking into that more clearly. And what art licensing is, and this is the best way I found to describe it to someone who asked about it, because you could go really long and into explaining it. But in a nutshell, art licensing is I create artwork and produce ideas for product design based on that artwork that I then license to manufacturers who then reproduce that onto their product. So that, in a nutshell, is what art licensing is about. I went to the opportunity presented itself for me to go to New York. My husband was going on a business trip, and, he retired and moved into the Midwest and as far away from the military life as it could possibly have been. And I think you and I have had this conversation, Tara, of the experience of kind of being a little bit, as far away from the flagpole as possible and kind of beginning again in a sort of a civilian setting. And there's challenges, but there aren't challenges that you can't overcome. But for me, I had a high schooler and, my husband was off starting a new job. And I was sort of like, okay, now what should I do?
And right. He
was going off to New York. And I knew about a big licensing show that takes place every year, which showcases artists who decide to, license their work. And they're eager to get the attention of manufacturers interested in their artwork. And it runs the gamut. It's one of the largest shows in the country. And so I bought my tickets and I went there and I kind of walked around. And of course, I had done a sort of a little idea, a presentation, trust me, a poor man's presentation of what I was thinking was a line. And I was starting out. So remember, I am a self-taught artist. I am a self-taught licensor. I am not someone who's coming from any background with any of this. And I think that's a good thing to share with you because it's for anyone listening, especially for someone who started, after being in the military for so long as a military wife, you can do this. It's something that, if I could do it, trust me, you could do it. But I went there and I started walking around, not a lot of interest. And trust me, I had a lot of kind of doors shut in my face when I tried to, tentatively present my ideas of what a new collection could be about and who this market was, us, the market, this, huge demographic that's out there that extends beyond the gates of the military bases, which I always emphasize because, it's not just the military wife or the spouse. There's
right.
a military family that extends beyond those gates. Because anyone who, and of course, the Homefront Girl tagline is sharing her hero with the world. And essentially that is so true. Because if you have a loved one who is serving in the military, and whether or not he's married or not, there's an extended family out there that is going through the same emotions and the same experiences of learning this whole new life. But perhaps not with all the support that, a new wife might have if she's moving on to a base. So, that exists out there. So I went to Surtex, which is the name of the show in New York, and I took every seminar and I just sat in and I started to hear about what this was all about and how, things that you needed to know to be successful. And for 3 days I sat there and I listened and I talked to other women who were also looking at doing this. And I came back to my little Midwest home, and I just decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just because what I realized when I was walking this show and I saw all of these designs and all of these gift lines, and I thought, we're not here, but we should be here, and there should be these fun products that reflect this incredible community that we have, and we should have that available because for me, I was a gift buyer. I mean, I was always buying gifts. There's always a farewell gift, a baby gift, a thank you for the muffins, welcome to your community type of, so there was always something that I was buying, but there wasn't anything that kind of spoke to our way of life, and I always did, I noted that. It was something that I always noticed, and I think that's probably what fueled me creating my own stationery. So I came back, and I started to do the things that I needed to do to make my, to put it all together. It did not happen overnight. It was a lot of hard work and a lot of times when I was like, okay, why am I doing this? But, it was I just kept going and kept it up and learned more and more.
I think
about
that anything that you do that you're passionate about, there are still times that you think to yourself, why am I doing this again?
I know. I
posted little thing last night that, or it may have been this morning that said, if your dreams don't scare you, then you need to get bigger dreams. So, yeah, every once in a while, you
definitely
go back. Hey, so we have to go to break, but before we go, really quick, I wanted to ask you, out of all the designs that you've done, what is your favorite product or quote you've put on? You didn't even say it was a quote, or it could be a product that you've sold. And what's done well with your followers and with the public? Is it the same?
As far as the product?
Yeah, like, what's your favorite? What's your favorite motto, slogan, product, you know, your favorite thing? And then what's done well out there, and does that mirror each other?
A motto, one of the ones that kept me going in the studio was, you know, when you feel like quitting, remember why you got started. And trust me, that one was on my inspiration board in my studio, and as I was building the line, that really kept me going.
It's not on a product, right?
Something that I kind of really took to. It was just something that that helped me. But as far as the design, as far as the product, I mean, it's hard for me to pick. It's almost like picking a baby because there's so many products out there that have come out from so many different companies that are just beautiful. I'm kind of partial to the, I love the mugs. I love the stationery, and I'm very excited about the calendar coming out in 2016 by Legacy Publishing Group, which is, by the way, better known, made in the USA. I kissed the soldier and loved it. It's a pillow, and it's in the shape of a pair of lips, and it's perfect for a care package, but it's fun. It's part of the Pink Camel collection, and that's a really fun product, and it's sassy, and it offers that other side of the coin about Homefront Girl, which is what I wanted. I wanted to also, you know, have that fun, trendy, fashion-forward quality to the brand, and to offer that up as well. Because there's so many parts of our life that make up the fabric of our life in the military that I think are just waiting to be made into designs and lend themselves to a variety of products. So those are fun. And then you asked me about a design. If you want to go on a break, and then I can tell you what that is.
All right. So what is it?
Oh, okay. I thought we were running out of time.
No, you're okay.
One of the ones that really I think has resonated very much with the public, and one of my closest and something that's very dear to me, is the Imagine design, which Imagine a world without heroes. Freedom is never free.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, it holds a very special place in my heart. And by the way, on the Facebook page, I do post the background behind a design, some stories as to how they came about. And one of them is the story behind the Imagine design. And it has touched and it has made many, many people very emotional. And I've experienced that at the shows and through emails that I've received. Another one would be I Am the Other Half of the Brave, and that has really resonated strongly with wounded warrior wives and military caregivers. And, I can understand why, because they were the inspiration for the design, so because they truly are the other half of the brave. So
yeah, I can imagine why that would be definitely popular. I was just curious, you know, what you thought was going to do well and what actually, you know, did well and how it resonated and stuff. So we do have to take a break and we are behind, but that's okay because, you know, we can do whatever we want.
Wow, that's great.
To an extent.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break, guys. Don't forget, we're chatting over on Twitter, twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. We use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. We're just going to pay the bills real quick, okay, and then we will come back and talk more with Gabby. We've got some interesting conversation. We want to dig into the entrepreneurial side of this and see if you've got some advice for some of our listeners who might be wanting to start their own business. And so we got some more questions for you, if you don't mind. Sound good?
Not at all. Sounds great.
All right, guys, we'll hold through the break here. We'll be right back.
Quaker wants to inspire your mornings. Find low prices and money-saving coupons on your favorite Quaker products, such as Life Cereal, Quaker Instant Oatmeal, and Real Medleys. These savings are only available at your commissary. Share a photo of what inspires your morning, and you could win a commissary gift card. Visit QuakerMilitary.com for complete details on our photo contest, brands on sale, and more. That's QuakerMilitary.com.
On February 20th, I got a phone call from my sister. She let me know that my father had passed away. I was feeling pretty poorly. 3 weeks later, on March 13th, I got a phone call from my cousin, and she told me that my grandmother had passed away. Now I was really feeling low. Have you ever been really, really down? You're in a marriage, so I'm sure it happens sometimes. Here are some strategies that I'm using to help me deal with the stress. Number one, I'm leaning really heavily on my wife, and she's supporting me really wonderfully, and I really appreciate it. Number two, I'm getting exercise by walking my dog. Not only do I get exercise, but just petting my dog helps reduce my stress level. Number three, I'm watching carefully what I eat. People have a tendency when they get down to eat sugar to pick them back up again. Unfortunately, it just drops you deeper in a hole when it wears off. Finally, I'm looking back at the relationships that I had with my father and with my grandmother and identifying things that I'm really grateful for. That attitude of gratitude also helps me deal with stress. When you get down in the dumps because you're under stress, use these strategies to pick you up. You'll feel better, your relationship will improve, and your marriage will get better too. This is Certified Relationship Coach Kevin Decker. Thank you for listening to the Relationship Minute on the Army Wife Network. Find practical resources to help you with your relationships at GetROR.com. That's GetROR.com.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Well, welcome back to the show, guys. Sorry, BTR and I are not playing nice tonight, and so the commercials are sitting there. I don't know what their story is. It's like they're spinning and giving me that, you know, like when your computer gives you that, screw you. that's pretty much what they're doing. So sorry about the moments of silence there. They weren't intentional. Guys, we are talking with Gabby Jurgens tonight. She's the founder and creator of Homefront Girl. And before we went to break, we were asking all about her business and her dream and how she made her passion a reality. Gabby, artists are very creative people, okay? And we all have an inner critic, that one that always creeps up and says, you can't do this, right? I know I'm not an artist necessarily when it comes to like drawing and the designs that you do, but I do different forms of art, and I always question myself. I don't know if you do that or not, but if you do, can you tell us how you deal with that, that little voice that says, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I know exactly. I know that voice very, very, very well. I have a very nimble and experienced critic that lives in my head. And I also want to say I've never been one with oodles of self-confidence, so it's always been a bit of a struggle for me. But what I can say is what works. As you work harder, as you pursue whatever it is your goal might be or your that something that, you know, that is you're passionate about, that you'd like to see come to some fruition, the results of what you're building and growing, you're going to find that that inner critic is really less critical about what you can't do, and then it becomes more of the critic that you are going to need, the one that lends an objective look at whatever new work you're creating. For me personally, the way I have learned to handle it is as I – let's say, for example, creating a new collection, I will set it aside for a day or two, and then I'll come back and look at it. I think writers do this a lot. And actually, I come back to it with a more constructive, critical eye, and it works. And there have been many instances where I'll finish a sketch or a design and or a collection, and I think it's absolutely brilliant, and I'm just a genius. Wow, so smart. But I put it away for a day or two, and then I look at it again, and I wonder, what was I thinking? So, and then I crumple it up, and I start again. So I think one of the things that I would really just share with anyone out there starting, regardless of what field it might be, whether it is a creative, artistic field or writer's, a writer or pursuing a degree or anything, there is always a sense of self-doubt. Nobody starts anything feeling, or if they do, they're very lucky that they're just going to, get it down and it's just going to be so easy and they're just going to shred through it. But really, as you grow in what you're pursuing, you will grow stronger, more confident. I can certainly say that by experience. That's what I experienced as I was building the Homefront Girl line and moving forward with it. Because really, I mean, for me, as I was starting it, it grew to over 300 designs. And, sort of like, oh, this is fun. But then I had to decide, okay, now what do I do with it? And it took telling that inner critic, okay, I now need to go forward and present it and take it a little, take it to the next step. And you grow more confident, I think. That's the best way to do it, as you take those steps and as you see your hard work bear fruit.
Well, Gabby, one of the things we wanted you to be able to tell our listeners a little bit about, we love asking when we have entrepreneurs such as yourself on the show, what advice would you give our listeners who might be interested in pursuing their own entrepreneurial goals? Like, perhaps you could share one of your greatest challenges that you faced when creating your business and how they might go about pursuing their goals.
Well, first of all, I mean, I listened to, we had Adriana Luper from Spouse Box, which I just think highly of both her and Crystal and what they're doing, incredible entrepreneurial idea that they have come up with, and I'm just so in awe of them. And some of the advice that she gave, and I certainly can echo it, it's decide what it is that you're passionate about. What is it that excites you? I think as military-wise, sometimes it's hard for us to stop and take time to really examine what our dreams are or even to revisit them because we are so busy being everything for everybody, which is what, our community is about. We are an extremely giving community, but sometimes we don't take the time to really step back and say, what was that goal that I used to have or what did I want to do? So I think taking time to kind of evaluate what makes you passionate and what you'd like to pursue. And once you know what that is, taking baby steps, start small, whether it's an Etsy shop or whether it's, pursuing, taking a class, whatever it is. It starts with just beginning, I used to tell something to my son as he was growing up and I kind of a short thing, but I used to tell them that in today life, tomorrow, where would you like to be tomorrow? Where would you like to see yourself? Where would you like, what would you like, what goal would you like to reach? Keep that kind of centered, keep that in your sight, and then research, take steps towards that, and don't expect that it's going to happen overnight, because that's an awful lot of pressure to put on yourself. And also another thing that I would share is a real important piece of advice that I learned over and over again, is as you're starting out, keep some of that fire to yourself, the excitement that you I'm going to do this, I'm going to start a business, I'm whatever it is. I would share with you that and advise you, share your goals with just and your ideas and plans with only a few, because sometimes you're going to find more naysayers at the start of something than cheerleaders. And especially for creative people, that can be an extremely detrimental thing. As far as what I found, as I was starting licensing, it was, I went to that one licensing show and I sat there for seminars, and I was used to creating artwork with paints and markers and pencils. And I sat there and I realized that they were very clear and they were telling everyone who was listening, if you want to be competitive in this market, you need to learn all of these programs. Well, I didn't know any of those programs. They were all graphic design programs. So I went back home and I said, okay, now this is what I've got to do. And I tried to find a class at a community college and there were none. So I bought the programs and I literally sat seat to chair, and that was a challenge. And I spent 14 to 16 hours a day teaching myself these programs until I could do them in my sleep. And the reason, and it wasn't easy. And so, again, that inspirational quote that I had on my board was, when you feel like quitting, remember why you got started, was very important. Because, if you're staring at a computer for that long and you've got a book that, you've got to follow and you're learning how to design now with a digital pen, Those are all new things that I had to learn. But once I got through that, once I learned them, it just took me to the next level, and it made it a lot easier for me to decide, okay, now I can do, you know, design, and I can do so many things that I couldn't do before, and I never thought I could do. Trust me, I started just thinking I'm not gonna learn how to use Illustrator, and you know, that's just never. But it did happen.
Well, it's funny that that's where you are right now, because that's what I was just learning the other day, and it was Emily, one of the co-hosts here. She said to me, Tara, you don't learn Adobe products overnight. And I was like, hey, I'm not doing too bad for this girl who just started like 2 days ago. But I have an inspirational quote over here, a little thing that says, never, never, never give up. And so
yeah, that's a good one.
Yep. I look at it every day and I think, uh-huh, okay, we're not giving up. So you
no.
sound like you've had some great achievements, and we definitely have got a lot to learn from you. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
so we got to go. But I want to encourage everybody to go visit your website and see your designs,
yeah.
and read about your story. Reach out to you if they, you know, are looking for some inspiration or a mentor. I know that you've got lots to give. And so where can we find your product line and more information about Homefront Girl?
Well, I definitely encourage you to follow the Facebook page as well as the Twitter page. I do, you know, I always keep it updated with new product introductions and signing, as well as, you know, anything else that's going on or with, you know, giveaways or anything along those lines. Also, real quick, I would like to mention, starting 2nd of April through the 16th of April, part of the mission of my studio when I started it was also to be able to pay forward, and that's really important to me, to be able to shine a light and give back to our community. So I will be doing a fundraiser for Hope for the Warriors, and whose mission is to support programs to service members, veterans of all branches, as well as support programs for our families, caregivers, as well as the fallen families of the fallen. And that will start on the 2nd of April through the 16th, and it's a special limited edition Homefront Girl T-shirt. And all profits will go to support Hope for our warriors, for the warriors. So look for that on the Facebook page. So wanted to make sure and let you know about that one. But as far as finding the product, you know, as I said, contact your favorite retailer. Let them know that you're out there. Make your voice heard, that you are a market, that you'd like to see more products. That goes a long way. You know, like they said, it is a new, it's a market that didn't exist. And I give extreme kudos and to Inesco especially, which was the first one to sign, you know, to really sign on and put an enormous backing behind the brand and faith in it. So, and they've created an incredible array of products, along with Legacy and the fabric line, and you know, and of course the wonderful Yankee Candle, which is will be introduced in May to its Yankee Candle stores. So there's lots there. So I definitely would encourage you to follow the Facebook page. That's the one that really is updated the most.
Sounds good.
That's
and
awesome.
You're definitely followers. Yeah, so we'll go check it out. Thanks so much for being with us tonight and for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you both for having me. It's been a lot of fun, and I know I talk a lot, so sorry.
Hey,
no worries.
It's good. It's
no
good.
Worries.
We have, you know, we have a radio show, so talking is good.
Yeah, well, Chad, it was nice
stuff.
To meet you, and Tara, it was always nice to talk with you. So thank you both.
You too. Thanks
Gabby.
Thanks for sharing. Seriously, good stuff. We appreciate it.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right, listeners,
have a good evening.
You too.
You too, Katie.
Next week is April 6th. We're going to open field exercise registration on our show. We are featuring
Woo-hoo.
Tiffany, oh my Lord, I'm going to say it wrong, Papa George. And she's the author of My Yellow Balloon, which I got in the mail today. So you are not going to want to miss this. So be sure you're here to join us next week.
And in the meantime, don't forget to join us over at ArmyWifeNetwork.com, where you can stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or you can always find us on all of your favorite social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, to name a few.
Just to name a few. All right, guys, that's Interactive Empowerment by Army Wives for Army Families, and this is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. See you next week.
Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.